Blog Talk Radio.
Salamta Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
מזמור צד דלת אל נקמות אדוני אל נקמות הופיע הנשא שופט הארץ השב גמול על גאים עד מתי רשעים אדוני עד מתי רשעים יעלוזו יביעו ידברו עתק יתאמרו כל פועלי אבן עמך אדוני ידקעו ונחלתך יענו, אלמנה וגר יהרוגו, ויתומים ירצחו. ויאמרו, לא יראה יח, ולא יבין אלוהי יעקב. בינו בוערים בעם, וכסילים מתי תשכילו. הנוטע אוזן הלא ישמע, אם יוצר עין הלא יביט. היוסר גויים הלא יוכיח, המלמד אדם דעת. אדוני יודע מחשבות אדם, כי המה הבל. אשרי הגבר אשר תייסרנו יח, ומתורתך תלמדנו. להשקיט לו ממרע, עד יקרא לרשע שחד, כי לא יתוש אדוני עמו, ונחלתו לא יעזוב. כי עד צדק ישוב משפט, ואחריו כל ישרי לב. מי יקום לי עם מרעים? מי יתייצב לי עם פועלי אבן? לולא אדוני עזרת לי, כמעט שכנה דומה נפשי. אם אמרתי מה תרגלי, חסדך אדוני נסעדני, ברוב שר אפי בקרבי, תנחומך ישעשעו נפשי. הי חוברך כיסא הבות, יוצר עמל עלי חוק, יגודו על נפש צדיק, ודם נקי ירשיעו. ויהי אדוני לי למשגב, ולוהי לצור מחסי, וישב עליהם את אונם, וברעתם יצמיתם, יצמיתם אדוני אלוהינו, 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 אלוהינו.
Come down. it's a greeting from the name of his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, you know. Elemental, fundamental, freedom, redemption, black, international, repatriation. 7-9-13-21, I watch, you know. No one knows, Super Melania going down. Oh, Selassie, I thunder roll. We're moving in, and now the lion roar. I see them crumbling, see the wicked from a distance. Clear my path from the top, strong wind blow. We saw love, give them heart, and the present they bring. They could never repay for the youth killing. Oh, them are weak heart, the lives in the dark eye. More you live, more you learn. Emmanuel, thunder roll. Moving him, and now the lion roar. See them crumbling, see them distance. Clear my path from the top, strong wind blow. With all of the gifts they bought, from the present they bring, they could never repay for black people killing. All them are weak at lurks in the dark. Oh, yeah. More you live, for more you learn. Then again, bring down Babylon now. Repatriation by any means, anyhow. If they promise to give a token, never bow. Many got token, all because they never know. So black with them song will forever grow. Slave us for your pains and then you put us all low. Cause my brothers and the alien soul, they try to kill us, then we rub the knowledge and the goal. I live, could never rub me soul. True to myself, me are the African blood. Just to Babylon, them are trying to destroy the love. So long as in a way and seen a sinking of the mud. In Africa's progress, happy him does. A strong man, them are figure buds. Marcus Garvey on the roll, moving in, lion roar, and them go trembling. Go from a distance, clear my path from the top. Rasta wind blow, your heart will give them out of the present they bring. They could never repay for black people killing. Now them are weak heart. Let's not the dark eye. The more they live, the more you learn. Then again, there is no more love amongst mankind. Respect for the people, they leave it behind. More freedom, vanity, and them custom design. Negligence of your culture bring you down every time. I've always wanted you to rise and shine. Yes, black people, never you be sleeping in the eyes. Bless all the people you pass on the street side. We need to go and home away from Pharisees and scribes. I take with me the skill, man, the nation strife, and all the women who need to see their eyes. Now left out them black child. You see, said the black thunder all moving in, lion roar, and them got crumbling. No, keep your distance. Clear my path from the top, strong wind blown. With all of the gifts them bought, and the present them a bring them food, and them a reverb if the black people kill him. Oh, them a lurk in the dark. Me tell you say, the more they live, the more you learn. Babylon, your fist and save off the wolf from the deep. Better send the ship them in a bungle and fleet. Better tell your informer them fist of people. Fire upon the pastor, tell him what how him preach. Fire upon the soldier, fire upon police. Get the youth a set and they use them a visit. Young get the youth them a fear right from the hip. The fire burn start, red and damn hip. Before you walk, Babylon, you a be...
Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are far from the land of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are far from the land of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are far from the land of Judah. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, yo!
Today's daily psalm, we have psalm.
Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
Well, I celebrate the Almighty Father with praise, and yes, black people, I love you always.
Till it's some more, till this side some more. Fear war a one on the ghetto youth for. Till it's some more, ain't so I miss a poor. Y'all get a youth go and poor. So for my man, till it's some more. Till it's some more. Politician war a one, so put the food on me door. Till it's some more, till it's some more. Yo, make the youth set secure now. Now this is your awakening, rise from the dust. Ghetto youth stop complaining and go manifest. Your work as early as the morning with the load of the stuff with food from his sweat not and from sun. Me bring it come I think son be full of them guts. Get a youth hungry, me a beg who no fuss, nobody laugh because the government supposed me now go carry them stuff. Don't get rooks off and not get brush. So till it's some more, till it's some more. Get a youth hungry, me say get a youth more. Till it's some more, till it's some more. Babylon a war and youth hungry and poor. Farmer till it's some more, just till it's a little more. Get a youth hungry and the black come and them poor. Till it's some more, till it's some more. Yow! Bunty a door, then them a war. When the bingy youth are you still a see I like water in a rug, me come fi ring them. Try me come fi have all of them. Problem pacify and classify, satisfy. Get a youth face and a cry. Remember, to yell emperor still a see I. Cease from your heart, put down your gun. Not be a get a youth to die. How give your heart a risk to your little guy. Kill it some more, kill it some more. You see get a youth to force and get a youth to live for. Till this I some more, since last till this I'll more. Now, them have to get a youth collaborate. Myself it till it some more. Give me righteousness more. Fear war a gun and get a youth collaborate. Give me little more, give me the good air for sure. Oh, I look to thy and I gather us up for righteousness and make them no sense. Babylon system is the beast and the head is John Pope and Elizabeth and the rest of all of them way are mixed up in a meat and them bloody things. Have them together season from poor people them are teach. Me tell the ghetto youths and them now figure how we need cause Babylon have up them white sin. Till it some more, till it some more. Be aware of one and get a youth never. Till it some more, till it some more. Yo, farmer put down all the food on me door. Me say till it some Babylon no kill nothing more. Or else Rasta a God judge your face or no kill nothing more. Righteousness more. Get a youth hungry and poor. Well then, rise up from the awakening, from the dust.
No complaint for manifest your work as early as the morning load up morning truck. From East and West, from all people it up. From sun to city, give them food. Me full up them gun, do no fuss. Me nah go carry them stuff. Babylon get rooks up. No for them get brushed, my fill and them a cough. Them teeth, them no brush. Ya go home, feel it some more.
Up the youth's them heart, earth are on red. Then you will have to see one at you. I hear our next few days. Whoa. Earth are run red. Then you will have to see one at you. I hear our next few days. Sneaking under man's feet. A revelation time. Check the signs of the time. You know, feel it. Now you feel the use of Lego out of street. Man, you know, settings not go sweet. Some man a hustle, man a shuffle on the belly day. I can't find food to eat. Earth a run red. Tell you all I see, they wanna keep bread. I hear a next few days. Here I next you then, yeah. It don't make no sense to tell them and them put down the gun. I can't turn your back on it, that life can't done. These are the times we should have some fun. Give thanks to Jack as the man soon come. It don't make no sense to tell them and them left up all the tricks. I can't turn your back on it, that man get tricked. Mama, earth are on red. Then you will not see them on a season. Here are next few days. Yeah. Earth are on red. Then you will not see them on a season. Here are next few days.
In the castle. glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
Babylon burning. Babylon burning. Babylon burn. They have no water.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this. Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. So here, let us touch on fire, the metaphysics, the Hebrew metaphysics of fire. Fire, Aish, Aish. In the Hebrew, we say Aish, Aish for fire. It's a Hebrew as a noun, it's a feminine word, Aish, right? And we have Aish, Aisha, 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 also for the sacramental fire, which in some cases is brought in a masculine sense, but fire in its primary sense has a feminine energetic level. Just to note that there in the Hebrew, so the HD here, metaphysically on fire, H, H, and speaking on the metaphysics of sacrifice, right? Here in the third book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is known as Leviticus. So here, basic principle here, metaphysics of H, H, the Hebrew H, fire. In the Royal Amharic, we have Issat, Issat, fire. H, fire. Also, we have fire within the two truths. Ethiopically, the two truths. Fire, in the natural sense, we have fire, right? In the physical sense, the metaphysical sense of fire also is signified as divine, ivine intelligence. So divine intelligence in its sacramental use is also H, fire, or Issat, fire. So here. First thing first, let's touch on fiery furnace. Fiery furnace, the metaphysics of the fiery furnace. The fiery furnace, a state, a standing, a state of mind, of aimro, a state of mind, in that one goes through a purifying process. Fiery furnace, a state of mind in that one goes through a purifying process, and an evil and an error are destroyed, are burnt up, are transmuted into the primary, are dissolved, right, in the fiery furnace. That state of mind in that one goes through a purifying process, and evil and error are destroyed. So this brings us to fire, H. H, Issat. What is H? Issat, fire. Fire, Hebraically, Aish, it symbolizes fire. Hebraically, according to the Hebrew, HD, right, the Hebrew dimension, the Hebrew definition, Aish, fire symbolizes cleansing and purification. fire as a word pick, right, metaphorically, allegorically, symbolizes cleansing and purification. But it is more than just a symbol. It's more than just a word pick. Material fire is the symbol. So the material, the so-called natural fire cycle, physical fire, that is really the symbol. And the fire, the Aish of the Ruach, of the Iris, of the Spirit, is the reality. Again, material fire cycle, physical fire is the symbol. And the fire of the Spirit, the fire of the Iris, is the reality. So the Meta fire cycle is really the reality of that which the material or the fire cycle, the physical fire, is the symbol. And the Aish HaRuach, the fire of the Iris, of the Spirit, is the reality, is the really real. The whole universe, right? Olam, Olamim, the whole universe, the Einiverse, is alive. The entirety of the Einiverse, universally speaking, the universe is alive with a divine, divine, living, spiritual, iritical energy that consumes, that eats up, that consumes all the dross of sense, right, of sense, of the satana, of the senses, and materiality. It is a fire, the Aish, the fire that burns eternally. It is the Aish, that consuming fire that eats, that burns eternally. Because this is true. This is true. Some have assumed that disobedient, sinful, awful persons and personalities are to live forever in everlasting or eternal torment. Because it is true that there is the fire, the Aish, that burns eternally, some have assumed that disobedience, the rasha, revrav and the rasha, right, and the sinful, the akful persons and personalities are to live forever in everlasting eternal torment. But if the fire, ha'esh, is eternal, the dross that the fire burns and eats up and consumes is not. So the fire is eternal, but the dross is not. And when the era is consumed, is eaten up, the burning stops. The fire, ha'esh, it consumes, it eats up only when it meets anything, anything, anything that's unlike, that's not like itself. Ha'esh, the isat, the fire is satu. The fire, it consumes only when it meets, so we can say when she meets, right? Anything that is unlike itself, that's unlike herself. In purified, in the purified, right, the refining process, purified, in purified mind, in the purified man, the purified human being, it is manifested as his or her eternal life, his eternal liberty. Aish, fire. Aish, isat. Fire is generally used in the Bible, in the scripture, as a symbol of destruction of evil and destruction of error. So usually we find that Aish, the fire, is used in the scriptures, in the Bible, as a symbol of destruction of error and the destruction of evil. Fire, Aish, it stands for cleansing and purification. Aish, Isat, the fire, stands for cleansing and purification. In its true essence, it is the fire of spirit. It is the Aish HaRuach, the fire of Iris, or the divine, the divine energy, divine energy that never ceases, that never ever ceases its life-giving, purifying glow. When its cleansing work, the cleansing walk, is completed in man's mind and in man's body, there is no more error to be consumed, no more error to be eaten up. And it then manifests in purified, the refined and purified man, processed man, as his or her eternal life. Thus we have the scripts such as Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. Our God, Eloheinu, Esh Okla, is a consuming fire. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. Very important scripts right here. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. Take note, Chavarim. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. Besides being a consuming, a eating, a consuming fire, a fire that eats, Esh, Okla, a fire, a eating fire, Eloheinu, our Elohim, Hailehim, is Ruach, is spirit, is irit, life, love, substance, power, intelligence, truth. Our Elohim, our power, is Ruach, is Irid, is spirit, is life, is love, is substance, is power, is intelligence, is truth. Fire, Esh, also represents the positive, the affirmative state of mind. Esh, fire, what does it represent, Chavarim? Fire, it represents the positive, the plus, the affirmative state of mind as opposite to the negative or the watery, what's known as in the elementals as the watery nature, the watery state. So fire of mind as opposed to the negative, the minus, or the watery state. When it is said concerning the fire, the Esh of Hailehim, of the power, the word, Dibrei Elohim, the word of Elohim in action, the fire of Elohim, of the power, is the word, the Dabar of Hailehim, of Elohim in action, acting. The fire of Elohim, of Hailehim, it burns out the dross of the negative consciousness and reveals HaMashiach, reveals the Messiah, reveals the anointed. We have the fire, the Esh, in the sense of the tongues. Remember the cloven tongues? The tongues of fire. This represents illumination of thought. The cloven tongues, even in the upper room of Zion, right, in Pentecoste, in the harvest, the fire, in the sense of the tongues of fire, represent illumination, the illumination of thought in the demonstration and the manifestation of the Spirit's presence, the face, the presence, the perception of HaRuach and of power. So the tongues of fire, illumination of thought, in the demonstration, the manifestation of HaRuach, of the Menfes, the Irits, the Spirit's presence, perception, the face, and power. And this here, speaking about fire. Fire often is considered to be one of four elements, but there's actually five, the number five. Very, very important number five. To the ancient seers, those who were able to see in the unseen, into the unseen world, right, into the second of the two truths, right, to the ancient seers, sight was based not just on the two external eyes. To the ancient seers, in fact, before they were called prophets, we have this even in the scriptures, they were known as seers. So to the ancient seers from the Kadmonim of the Kadom, the Kedem of the first time, the ancient seers, to them, the ancient seers, sight, seeing and sight was based not just on the two external eyes, but upon the body as being full of eyes. Did you know that the body is full of eyes? See, touch. Touch was an extension of sight. Do you know that touch is an extension of sight? By feeling with your eyes closed, you could see, seen, and know an object or thing. Smelling with eyes closed would also create sight, a sight or picture. Also tasting and hearing, it brings the sight of understanding of the Bina. These five doors to understanding and sight and understanding were drawn in hieroglyphs, right, in the Metu Neter, right, the Metu, well, Ryan, you know, the language of the ancients, the hieroglyphs and the hieroglyphics, right? These five doors to understanding and sight were drawn in hieroglyphics as an embrace. So we look at the five doors and we look at the glyph, the hieroglyph, the Metu Neter of embrace. Now, for the five senses, right? Or the five points of, so we have five senses. Did you know the five senses are five points of sight? We have fellowship, chaberim, fellowship with Ha'ilehim, with the power, with Exiabi, with the sustainer, who is our environment and one and another. The I am, the Ehye, Asher, Ehye, the I am in all things, through all things, and all, right, and all things. The five, right, let in for my hand. The five here symbolized by the hand, right, five fingers, or also called the pent alpha, the pent alpha. The five fingers, and the symbolism here is the hand. In Hebrew, we say the yod, the yud, the hand. The yod, the yud, the hand. But here, symbolizing by the hand, the five fingers, or the pent alpha. Five-pointed star for the five points of fellowship of chaberim with Elohim. Again, five-pointed star for the five points of fellowship of chaberim with Ha-Elohim. The five elements are the spirit of Elohim, the Ruach, Ha-Elohim, mingled, right? The five elements are the spirit, the Ruach, the Irit of Ha-Elohim, Elohim, mingled with earth, wind, fire and air. The five elements, right, are the spirit of Elohim mingled with earth, wind, fire and air. The spirit of Elohim dwelling in a temple, a tabernacle made up of the spiritual body represented by the fire and the spirit, the emotional body represented by the feelings and the wind, the mental body represented by thoughts, the intellect and ear, and the physical, the physical body represented by earth. Again, the spirit, the Ruach of Ha'ilahim, of Ha'elohim, dwelling in a temple. Know ye not that your body is a temple? Dwelling in a temple or tabernacle made up of a spiritual body, the fire and the spirit, the emotional body, the feelings, the wind, the mental body, thoughts, intellect, ear, and the physical, the physical body, represented by the earth. These are the four cornerstones of the earth, the four cornerstones of the earth or body. Of that, Ha-Elohim, the power, the true good, the true God, the Hebrew triunity, the true trinity, it pours itself right into, and they all become one in the pent alpha, right, the pent alpha of worship. Pent alpha of worship, and that is interaction, being, and finally unity or inity. So these four cornerstones of the earth or body of that Ha Elohim pours himself into, and they all become one in the pent alpha of what is interaction, being, and finally unity. Interaction, being, and finally unity. Now here this brings us to the connection of fire and the flame. What's the connection of the fire to the flame hovering? The fire to the flame. So we have the flaming sword, or the flame of a sword in Bereshit. In Genesis, we have the flaming sword, or the flame of a sword in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. Metaphysically, metaphysically, the Ehyeh, the I am, is the gate. Ehyeh, I am, is the gate. Through that, the thinker comes forth from the invisible, the not visible, to the visible. And it is through this gate that he must go to get into the presence of HaRuach, the Iron. Quote, I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life, the liberty. Hence, we take words. We take what? We take Debarim. We take words, sound, power, and go to Ha Elohim, Ha'ilahim, to the power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. We came out from His presence, from His face, His presence, His perception, through the Ehyeh, I am, gate. And we must return the same way. On the inner side of the gate is the Gan Ve'eden. The Gan, the garden, Ve'eden, in delight. The garden of Eden, the garden of delight, the garden of pleasure. But, quote, the Kirubim, the Kephraim, the cherubim, and the flame of a sword are there to do what? To, quote, keep the way of the tree of life, to keep the way of the eighth. The flame of a sword. The flame of a sword is the inner motive that rules our thoughts and actions. The flame of a sword is the inner, and the innermost of the inner senses, the inner motive that rules our thoughts, that rules our thoughts and actions. It turns every way to guard the Eitz Chaim, the tree of life. For the Eitz Chaim, the tree of life, is the precious substance of Ha'av, of Elohim Ha'av, of Elohim the Father. Flame of fire. What is the flame of fire? It's the light of Dina, of understanding, of understanding, of overstanding, that flames up in the heart, heartically speaking, yet does not consume substance. And this here links with the burning bush and the metaphysics of the burning bush. Yes, 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 yes. Metaphysics of fire. Yes, I. The metaphysics of fire right there. There's there. Yeah, I think Reasonman had come up on the chat, was brought to our attention concerning how some are in the days of unleavened bread here in this particular season, you know, with Passover, what is called Passover, Pesach, also Ethiopically referred to as Fasica. In the Western Gentile tradition, they speak of Easter, right? They speak of Easter. Well, you know, their Easter is not like our Esther, you know, the Easter Esther thing. So we just observe the Purim, you know, the Sameach or Purim. Now, coming up, actually, in the Western Gentile, in the Roman Catholic Church and in the daughter churches, coming up for the Sunday will be their Easter. Previously, you know, was what they call it. They call it Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday, you know, according to the scripts, going into Jerusalem and ones of the palm branches. Yes, the Hoshiana. Yeah, the Hoshiana, Hosanna, Rabbah. Right there. But for I and I, right, according to the best understanding and calculation, you know, of the lunar in tune with, you know, the Torah and the ancient tribe seeking for Passover in this season, right, the Monday, right, according to the lunar, the Monday, April 22nd, the 2024, to the Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Hebraically, Yehudi-wise, Judaically, right there. That is the best, you know, the best in the sense and the most accurate. Even though the Yehudi modern Judaic calendar, the years of this earth age are off, the calculation, you know, of the cycles and the seasons are correct. And with the other ones that have different dates and times, I think that was part of the message right there for the days of unleavened bread and all of them are certain of it. Well, let them produce a calendar, not a calendar just for the season, but a calendar for the cycles and seasons. You know, this is the studies that we really need to touch on. Now, for the Eastern or the Oriental churches, such as Ethiopia and other churches, usually with what is called Fasica among the Ethiopian churches and alluded to as the Eastern, so-called Easter, strong quotes right there. Often the tradition is to observe it as close to it was in that particular, that ideal time of the Moshiach Yeshua. So when Passover had occurred in that particular year, right, it commenced roughly around the Wednesday of the week going into the Thursday. Right. And that's how you get the count of 3 days, according to the Bible, because they were observing the lunar calendar. And this fulfillment of Yeshua HaMoshiach HaNotri was to occur at that time. So based on that right there, it was the Wednesday, the fourth day, the middle of the week. Daniel's prophecy was what is called the crucifixion. Then he took his body down because the holy day, the Sabbath, was about to begin, the beginning of Passover. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 3 days, and when they came to the tomb on the first day of the week, that's called Sunday. So from the tried and tradition, they sought to keep it according to that time, but using the Judaic, the Hebraic calendar. Now, in the Western Roman Catholic and sister churches tradition, a lot of things got confused. You know, for example, December is what month? The 12th month, but actually December, Deca, it means 10. And then we have October and everything else, which is all switched around. So one has to be careful even reading books like Enoch, where there are certain interpretations based on certain translations. And they kind of fix it, you know, based on the Western Gentile calendar, but are not really doing the true calculations, not just for when they think the holy times are, but for where the seasons are. For example, this is a leap year, right? Hebraically, Judaically is a leap year, right? But if you look in the Western Gentile tradition, that will be coming up in their own year. So we have to recognize the times and the seasons and, you know, to change times and laws. So for I and I, observance of the Pesach, right, looking forward to the April 22nd, 2-2 coming forward, right, that'll be a Monday, right, and second day of the week, right? And we'll conclude on the next third day of the week, right? April 30th. For the Orthodox, the Oriental churches such as the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church and the Orthodox, the Oriental, more correctly, the Oriental churches, for example, the Oriental, Eastern Oriental churches, they may be in the East, but they are distinct and different than the Eastern Orthodox churches. Although the Ethiopian church refers to itself as being Orthodox, that's according to Tewahedo, their interpretation of Orthodoxy, as well as the other, you know, there's five sister churches. So you find them properly, they would be called the Eastern Oriental, the Oriental churches, not to be confused with the Eastern Orthodox churches. Just that nuance there needs to be noted. But in the West, coming up, the 31st of March will be when in the West, in the Roman Catholic churches and the other sister churches, the daughter churches, you know, Revelation right there, they will observe the same way. So even though the Protestants broke away from the Roman Catholic Church historically, you know, those times, those seals, those prophecies, you know, fulfilled in them times, they still kept to the Western Gentile calendar coming out of the Roman Empire, right? So they have broke away in one way, but they still, if you notice, they observe the same way the Romanists, the Roman Catholics set the order for when Easter or, you know, this time and these seasons come, right? But in the Oriental churches and the other churches that were separate from Romanism, such as the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church, Farsika, right? Farsika corresponds to Pesach. But what Farsika generally signifies is Tinsayeh. Tinsayeh is the resurrection, right? And the resurrection first day, the Sunday. So according to the Orthodox tradition, they will first calculate the movable holidays, right? Based on the old Hebraic and Judaic, and then to align it, right, within the observance according to that first day resurrection. So this is one reason why coming up for May 5th, right? May 5th, the Sunday after Pesach, Passover, Hebraically, Judaically, we get May 5th, and that will be Farsika, right? Or what some might refer to as the Eastern Orthodox Easter, but more correctly as Farsika. So right there, just a couple of words there. Hopefully the brethren and others that might have, you know, brought that question forward, like to touch on it a little bit more in detail, but just giving an overview and I observance right there. But to the metaphysics of fire.
Jabka production. What it is? Rise the all nation. Jabka man. Alongside Ninja man. Venom and one. Tentable tent and gogan. This is the man.
Every time we get the fire blazing.
Judgment from Babylon.
Every day we burn them fire. We burn them fire Babylon.
Come on.
Every time we get the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Oh, when me look at me see pagan, look at the great tribulation, look at them a worship Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One, check the song. Oh, when me look at me see pagan, look at the great tribulation, look at them a worship Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One, tell the song. Say the Lord, I'm a light and I'm a salvation. In the God me trust, me not fear no man. And Jesus said, it's a dead that fear I stand. And all the wrong are thinking stand. Jump, come on.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Judgment.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon. Jump, come on, outside Ninja Man with new collaboration. Number one in a radio station. Sky, I don't know that a real foundation. Celebration, boom. Bad side leaders, they pull up selector. We don't come again, that's a lyrical culture. We no like bad man, we burn Babylon. Tell all of them a must understand.
Jump, come on.
Every time we keep the fire blazing.
Hotter, hotter.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Listen this slam.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Balls fire, fire by blood. Burn Babylon now with them one heart of God. Balls fire, fire by blood. Burn Babylon show them love away with them yaga balls. Fire, fire by blood. Burn Babylon now with them one heart of God. Balls fire,
fireball blood. Burn Babylon, show them love where we may understand. Burn Babylon, now with them destruction. Burn Babylon with fornication. Burn Babylon, now with them contention. Burn Babylon, now with them confusion.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon. Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Every time
we keep the fire blazing.
Rise and feet, rise
and every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Burn Babylon.
Every time just we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Burn Babylon with them foolishness. Burn Babylon with them wrong direction. Burn Babylon with them fornication. Burn Babylon where you worship Satan. Burn Babylon with every test. When it comes to fire, no ask about ninja man. When it comes here, teach your nation. Teach your right and teach your what's wrong. I got ball fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon with them one heart and blood. Ball fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon show them love. Oi. With them I see Babylon man take the earth from the meek.
Yeah,
this town I come from east and west, and this town I come from north and south.
Right.
Yes, 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 that was fire blazing right there, featuring Ninja Man and the Israeli artist named Job. Come on, right there, there, there.
Fire blazing.
And since we briefly spoke on the calendars and briefly calculations of time regarding Pesach, was referred to as Passover, called Fasica, and pseudonymously called Easter, right there, there, there. Here's a little audible we share at these times of the year, considering calendars and what the word says. They shall think to change what times and laws here. Gregorian calendar is evil. Hear this.
The Gregorian calendar, if you've studied history, you know that the Gregorian calendar did not go down very easily with indigenous people. The Gregorian calendar went out with the Spanish and with the Catholic bishops, and they conquered lands and then told people what day it was. Most civilizations already had their own calendar thing. And then these guys come along and say, no. This is the day. It didn't go down very easy. They had to kill millions and millions of people to get them to follow this Gregorian calendar. And what this Gregorian calendar was all about was the physical measurement of our orbit. And it turns out that this is a very, very insidious tool. You probably never thought that a calendar could be so evil. But what this calendar has done is it has pinned our civilization's consciousness to physical evidence only. The absolute dead center of our civilization is focused on only physical evidence. The measurement of physical objects moving through space. That's why it's not Year of Our Lord anymore. Because there has been a steady erosion of our consciousness of things other than physical.
That right there from a short video called Gregorian Calendar is Evil. Definitely check it out right there. It's all about time. Time. The enemy seeks to change times and laws. Time is the master.
Life gets so hard at times. And I don't know where to go, no, no. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but God knows I keep trying my very best, trying to find a peace of mind. Maybe I'm just a dreamer, hoping for better to come. From day to day, I'm always on the run, looking for a peace of mind, hoping to find a better way. I see time.
מזמור סמכה למנצח מזמור לדוד שיר, דוד שיר, דוד שיר, דוד שיר, דוד שיר, דוד שיר.
Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, in Zion, in Zion, in Zion, in Zion.
לך דומיה תהילה אלוהים בציון, 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 בציון.
And unto thee shall the vow be performed, be performed, be performed, be performed.
ולך ישולם נדר, 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 נדר.
O thou that hearest prayer, 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 prayer.
שומע תפילה, 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 תפילה.
Unto thee shall all flesh come, flesh come, flesh come, flesh come, flesh come.
עדיך כל בשר יבואו, 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 יבואו.
Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of them that are afar off upon the sea. Which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
After peace, whoa, oh yeah, whoa, oh, Jah shall clean out the bad seeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near, whoa, 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 oh, Jah shall clean out the bad seeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near.
Yes, because that season, it's that season, the change of season, the early and the latter rains, it's the time, the harvest time, the first of the harvest. Yes, because that season, it's that season, the change of season. Yes, because that season, it's that season, the change of season, the early and the latter rains, it's the time, the harvest time, the first of the harvest here in this season. And then I noticed like the Psalms, certain Psalms occur in certain seasons, even the royal order. It's very interesting, the Torah portion and the daily Psalms and the, you know, the inner meanings and how the inner meanings from a Hebrew perspective you know, link. You know, there's another narrative that's being explained, you know, from, I would say, the Hebrew perspective, you know, and may Rabboni Yeshua, you know, be pleased, you know, and I rabbi to rabbi to rabbi. So here in the season, we have certain psalms that depends on which season. For example, Psalm 65, a harvest hymn. It appears both in the first or the early rains, you know, the early part, the two times in the year. You could say the two harvests. There's two harvests. There's the first and the latter rains. And then there's also the symbolic metaphysical sacred fractal. It's like there's a fractal. There's a fractal.
In a spiritual fractal.
In a spiritual fractal. In a spiritual fractal.
In a spiritual fractal.
In a spiritual sacred geometry sense, there is a resonance, for example, in the Sukkot season. Yes, 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 because that season. It's that season, the change of season. Yes, 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 because that season. It's that season, the change of season. The early and the latter rains, this is the time, the harvest time. Yes, 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 because that season. It's that season, the change of season. The early and the latter rains, this is the time, the harvest time, the first of the harvest here in this season. And then I noticed, like, the Psalms, certain Psalms occur in certain seasons, even the royal order. It's very interesting with the Torah portion and the daily Psalms and the, you know, the inner meanings and how the inner meanings from a Hebrew perspective, you know, link. You know, there's another narrative that's being explained, you know, from, I would say, the Hebrew perspective, you know, and may Rabboni Yeshua, you know, be pleased. You know, and I rabbi to rabbi to rabbi. So here in the season, we have certain psalms that depends on which season. For example, Psalm 65, a harvest hymn. It appears both in the first or the early rains, you know, the early part, the two times in the year. You could say the two harvests. There's two harvests. There's the first and the latter rains. And then there's also the symbolic metaphysical sacred fractal. It's like there's a fractal in a spiritual sacred geometry sense. There is a resonance, for example, in the Sukkot season. That's what it was going to do right here. It's going to note some of the previous records as now we have a wider point of reference. Even some of the records, it's interesting because as you practice and practice makes perfect, sometimes I might listen to an older record, and it's still correct, but, you know, the pacing, you know, or the more familiarity with the word sound and going over a psalm, you know, in many different seasons as a psalm, some psalms are more, you know, come in at more times and other times, like the daily psalms and the evening psalms, you know, well, the evening psalms, basically the daily psalms, they change up in the seasons, and it's a very good correspondence here of not just the frequency of a certain psalm, but also in what season that psalm occurs, like the harvest hymn, Psalm 65, the harvest hymn. Now, we have one version of the intro, and I think even the targum, the build, it was for the Sukkot, or the seventh. The seventh, we say, for the seventh of the feast, the Mo'adim of Jehovah of Hashem. And then we have it in the beginning, or roughly around this time, at the beginning of the ecclesiastical year, we have Psalm 65. Because the beginning of the year, people say, oh, you got two new years. In a sense, that could be, relatively speaking, true. There is the ecclesiastical, you could say the churchical, or the Hebrew church, the churchical new year that begins roughly around the spring. The spring, April, you know, April, May, you know, as we prepare roughly around the March, April time, and it all depends on the, you know, the lunar, that particular season, so how the wheel and the wheel connects both the lunar calendar and alongside with the solar calendar. So here, in this season, the psalm here is corresponding with the beginning of the ecclesiastical, or the holy year. This is where we have the first of the Mo'adim, of the appointments. The first appointed time is Pesach. So preparing for Pesach, preparing for Passover. In this season, we have a harvest season, the month of Aviv, some say, like Tel Aviv. Tel is like a heap. a heap of barley. Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv, a heap of barley. And then we have Abibeth. Abibeth, like we have Addis Ababa. Addis Ababa. So we have most of the months are first month, second month, or first Chodesh. Chodesh is not literally the Yariach. Yariach is the moon. Yariach. Yariach is the moon. And we have the Chodesh. Chodesh is the renew, the renew, new, the renew. So the renewing. So it's interesting because there's some who have another interpretation of, they say that when the month is the full moon, some believe that the full moon is actually the new moon. And that is opposite of the tribe and tradition that I and I know. We know that when the new moon comes in, you know, the time of the new moon is basically almost the time when the when there's that first little sliver. Right? People say sliver, it's like, but sliver is another word sound, that portion right there. So it's when it's complete black. So go from the black to the 15th day. So for us, the 15th day is roughly the full moon, the 14th, 15th day of the moon. But I just wanted to put that forward because there are other, you know, theories, ideas, or philosophies, and some say that when the moon is the full moon, they believe the full moon is a new moon. That is not the way we know it to be true. So I just want to point that out right here. But this recording that we did previously was at Sukkot, right? The Sukkot season, right? I just want to just make that kind of note to the audio. So we'll see to then do one for the beginning, right? Since there's like two New Years, so to speak, the Civil New Year, right? The Civil New Year or Governmental New Year corresponding to the, we say September 11th, the Addis Amet, right? The Rosh Hashanah, that season there, the seventh moon, corresponding roughly to September 11th. September 11th, that's the solar on the solar, right? And then we have the new moon, right? We have the new moon of the first month at this time, and we have the harvest. Right, the harvest hymn, which is Psalm 65, today's daily psalm right here. It's a couple of first words here for the new year. This psalm right here, psalm for the new year. Right, the harvest hymn, and the first of the harvest of crops is the barley, the aviv, the barley, the ababeth. So the first, the flower, is the barley. Right, is the barley. And that corresponds to this, the Pesach, Fasica, Passover season, the beginning of the Hebrew ecclesiastical new year. And this harvest hymn, hymn for a good harvest, 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 harvest.
Yeah, man, this one is coming from Herb 16. Big up Rootical Attack. Fresh, coming at you. This one is soon to be released on the Rootical Attack label. Herb 16 said that. Harvest is plenty, but the reapers are few. Now, my selector, are you ready?
The harvest is plenty, and the reapers are few. Harvest on the land, can you understand?
gonna help us.
Mizmor Samehe, Lamnatseh Mizmor Le David Shir, David Shir, David Shir, David Shir, David Shir, David Shir.
Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, in Zion, in Zion, in Zion.
Lecha Dumiya Tehila Elohim Betzion, 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 Betzion.
And unto thee shall the vow be performed, be performed.
Ulecha yeshulam neder, 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 neder.
O thou that hearest prayer, 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 prayer.
Shomea tefillah, 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 tefillah.
Unto thee shall all flesh come, flesh come, flesh come, flesh come.
Adecha kol basar yavohu, yavohu.
Iniquities prevail against thee. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy token. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop back. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. Psalm 65.
מזמור סמך למנצח מזמור לדוד שיר דוד שיר דוד שיר דוד שיר
Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion.
Lecha dumiyat tehila Elohim beziyon, 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 beziyon.
And unto thee shall the vow be performed, be performed, be performed.
Ulecha yeshulam neder, 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 neder.
O thou that hearest prayer, 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 prayer.
Shomea tefilla, 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 tefilla.
Unto thee shall all flesh come, flesh come, flesh come, flesh come, flesh come.
Adecha kol basar yavou, 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 yavou.
O Lord, open thou my lips, my lips, my lips.
Adonai sefatai tiftah, 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 tiftah.
And my mouth shall show forth thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise.
Ufi yagit tehillatecha, 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 tehillatecha.
For thou desirest not sacrifice, not sacrifice, not sacrifice, not sacrifice, not sacrifice, not sacrifice.
Mizmor Samek Hey, Mizmor Samek Hey, Hebrew Aleph Beit alphanumerically, the Hebrew letters standing for numbers. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samek Hey, Psalm 65, Mizmor Samek Hey, Psalm LXV, Lanatreyach Mizmor LeDavid Shir. Lecha Dumiya Tehila Elohim B'Tzion Ulecha Yishulam Neder. For the leader, La Menatzeach, for the leader, the chief musician, for the overcomer, La Menatzeach, Mizmor, Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, Mizmor, Mizmor, Le David, Le David of David, for David, Le David, Shir, 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 a song, Shir, La Menatzeach, Mizmor, Le David, Shir. For the chief musician, the leader, the overcomer, a psalm, a song of David, both a psalm and a song, both a mizmor and a shir. Lamnatzeach mizmor leDavid shir. For the leader, a song of David. For thee, silence is praise. Lecha dumiya tehila. Lecha dumiya tehila. For thee, to thee, to the eye, for thee, silence is praise. Lecha, lecha, dumiya, tehila. Lecha, dumiya, tehila. For thee, to thee, silence is praise. Often translated, especially in the KJV, to the chief musician, a psalm and song of David. Praise waiteth for thee. Praise waiteth for thee, but here, from the Hebrew, here according to the Midrash, here for today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and after order of Malkiah Tzedek, Melchizedek, here we have, Lamnatzeach, Lamnatzeach Mizmor, Le David Shir, Lecha Dumiya Tehila, Lecha Dumiya Tehila, for thee, the I, speaking to he, speaking to a male directly, Lecha, 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 more marred in Hebrew, lecha, 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 dumiya, 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 silence, can be brought out as silence, dumiya, tehila, 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 praise, lecha, dumiya, tehila. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, particularly in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 42, verse 14, where it reads, I have long time held my peace. I have been silent and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. He cheshiti me'olam, acharisha etapak, kayoleda efa'eh. Eshoma, Eshaaf Yahad. Full of verse right here. Yishaya, Yishayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah, chapter 42, here, verse 14. I have long time held my peace. He Chesheti, Me Olam. He Chesheti, I holding, right, holding my peace, the sense of not speaking, right, restraining myself from speaking. He Chesheti, Me, from Olam. From forever, the sense of olam, the sense of forever. But in the Hebrew, the olam, which often is translated ever or forever, like from an indefinite period of time. He chesheti me olam, the sense of the long time. I have long time. Literally, the sense is from forever. Right? I have held my peace, my silence, restraint from speaking forever, from forever. But here, the sense of translated sense, I have long time held my peace. He cheshiti me olam. Acharish, eta apak. I have been still and refrained myself. Acharish, and still. Acharish, cheresh sense. Acharish, eta apak. Kayoleda, now will I cry like a travailing woman or like a woman with child. Ka yoleda. The yoleda, a woman with child. Yoleda. Ka yoleda. Ka yoleda. Like a woman with child. Like a yoleda. Ka yoleda. I will cry. Final verse right here, not part of the Midrash, but to bring out the fuller sense here. Grasping and panting at once. Eshom, grasping, Eshom. Eshafa Yachad. We're Eshafa Yachad. Eshoma, we're Eshaf Yachad. Grasping and panting at once. But here, for the Midrash note right here. These words, opening words right here, for Mizmor Samek Hey, Psalm 65, Lam Natzeach, Mizmor Lidawid, Leka Dumiya Tehila. For the leader, the chief musician, to overcome a psalm, a song of David, for thee, to thee, to the eye, speaking to he who be, we be directly to the eye, to thee, silence is praise, Leka Dumiya Tehila. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. I have long time held my peace. I have been silent and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman, like a woman with child. Hechesheitia me olam. Acharisha etapak kayoleda efeh. For as the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel said, even elsewhere in Yeshayahu, chapter 64, verses 10 to 11, they said, the Bnei Yisrael said, the holy cities are become a wilderness. Zion is become a wilderness. Jerusalem, a desolation. Our holy and our beautiful house, where our fathers, our patriarchs, praise thee, is burnt with fire. Wilt thou refrain thyself for these things, O Lord? Beitak arsheinu ve'tifarteinu asher hileluka avotein haya lisa refat esh v'chol amachemadetein haya le'charba. Full of verse here, Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 64, verse 10. Our holy and our beautiful house, Beit Arsheinu, our holy. Beit Arsheinu, our holy house, and Tifarteinu, and our beautiful, our house, our holy, and our beautiful. Beit Arsheinu, with Tifarteinu, where our fathers, our patriarchs, praise I. Asher, Hilleluka, where they exalted I, praise I. Hillelu, they praise Ka. They praise the I, male, and none other. Hillelucha, Asher, Hilleluka, Avoteinu, our fathers, our patriarchs, Avoteinu. Haya, Lisa Refat, Eish, is burnt with fire. Haya, becoming, became, Haya,
Haya Lisarefat. Haya Lisarefat Eish. Lisarefat. To be burnt. Saraf. Lisarefat Eish. Burnt. Burnt. Was burnt. Eish. Our holy and beautiful house where our forefathers, our patriarchs, Elilted the eye. Hallel the eye. Hileluka. Haya Lisarefat Eish. Was burnt with fire. Vikola machamadteinu haya liharba, and all our pleasant things, and all of our pleasant things, vikol, modern Hebrew, Afro-Shemitic pointing, African Shemitic pointing, vikol, machamadteinu, vikol machamadteinu. We call Mahmadeinu. Haya, becoming Le Harba, and are laid waste and have become waste. Beit Kadshenu, where Tifarteinu, Asher Lucha Avoteinu, Haya Lisa Refat Esha, we call Mahmadeinu, Haya Le Harba. Verse 11, wilt thou refrain thyself for these things? O Lord, wilt thou refrain thyself for these things, O Lord? Ha'al eile, upon these things. Ha'al eile, titapaka Yahuwah, will you refrain yourself, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah? Ha'ala eile titapaka Yahuwah, will you refrain thyself for these? Ha'al eile titapak Yahuwah. Well, the verse right here. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 64, verses 10 and 11. Beit kadshenu we tifarteinu, asher leluka avoteinu. Haya lisa refata eish, v'kola machamadein, haya lecharba. Ha'el, Ha'ilehem replied, Fury is not in me, in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah, chapter 27, verse 4. Ha'el, Ha'ilehem, the Elohim, the Almighty Power replied, Chema, ain li, Chema, Ainli, Chema, Ainli, Chema, Fury, Chema, going ham, Chema, Ainli, Ain is not Li, is not for me. The translated context is Fury is not in me. Chema, from the Chama sense, being hot, heated, right? Chema, Fury, Ain is not Li, is not for me. Ainli is not in me. Chema, Ainli. As if to say, I cannot do anything for you. The measure of justice requires that I refrain. And Ha'el, Almighty Power, Ha'ilehim, went on to say, oh, that I could give the hostile nations over to destruction as briars and thorns in flame. Mi yitineni shamir va shayita bamilchama efas ahva atzitena yachad. He said, who would set the briars and thorns against me in battle? I would go through them. I would bond them together. Mia yitneni shamir va shayita bamilchama efas ahva atzitena yachad. Or as we have brought out in the Midrash, right here. Oh, that I would give the hostile nations to the destruction of briars and thorns in flame. By these words, right here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, meant I could do something against them. But the measure of justice, its edek, makes I refrain in silence. Therefore, in saying, even here in today's daily psalm, for thee, silence is praise. Lecha dumiya tehillah. Lecha dumiya tehillah.
for thee, lecha, silence, dumiya, is praise, tehillah. David implied, all men give thee praise, Isis, the halal, the elilta, exaltation, because thou couldest remain silent. For thou, the eye, wast silent at what they did to thee, b'tzion, in Zion, and at the noise that they made in thy holy, thy set-apart house, as is said even in Lamentation, Echa, Lamentations chapter 2, verse 7, where it reads, they have made a noise in the house of the Lord, as in the day of a solemn assembly. They have made a noise in the house of the Lord, as in the day of a solemn assembly. And here the fuller verse from Echa, Lamentations. Zanach, Yahuwah, Niza Bechoa, Bi Ni'er, Ni'era Mika Dashoa, Histagira, Biyada Oyeva Chomota, Arem Noteha Kola Natnua, Bitveta Yahuwah, K'yom Moed. Full of verse right here. The Lord has cast off his altar. Here. The Lord has cast off his altar. Zanach Adonai Mizbecho, his Mizbeach, has cast off. Zanach, casting off Adonai. Adonai has cast off. His altar. He has abhorred his sanctuary. He has given up into the hand of the enemy the walls of her palaces. They have made a noise in the house of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, as in the day of a solemn feast. Full here. Zanach Adonaiah, Mizabichoah, Ni'era Mika Tashoah, Hisagira Biyad Oyeva Chomot. Arimino tehak ola natnu bebeit Yahuwah k'yom moed. Here, zooming into the Midrash note, the second part of the verse, right here, where it reads, they have made a noise in the house of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, as in the day of a solemn assembly. Call not to new, they gave their voice. Call not to new, bit Yahuwah, bit, in the house of Yahuwah, in the house of Jehovah, kuyom, like day, moed, like the day of the moed, like the day of the appointment, like the day, the appointed day, the appointed place, the moed. Also in the Hebrew, the original word for the gathering, in the place of gathering, like the tent of meeting, the Ohela Moed. Here, zooming in. Kol Natanua Bebeit Yahuwah, Kayom Moed. Aicha, Lamentations 2 and 7. And what was the noise they made? They said, according to Devarim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 27, they said, our high hand. They said, our high hand and not the Lord have done all this. And here the fuller verse from Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32, fuller verse, verse 27. Lulea ka'asa oyeva agur penna ye nakarua tsaremo pen yomrua yadeinu rama v'loa Yahuwah pa'ala kolzot. Here the fuller verse here. Here, King James Version reads, were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our high hand is high, and Yahuwah and Jehovah have not done all this. Here, lule ka'as oyeva agur penna yinakarua aremo wa penna yomrua yadeinu rama v'lo Yahuwah pa'al kol zot. What did they say? What did they say? They said our hand is high, our high hand, and not Yahuwah, not Jehovah have done all this. Yadenu Rama, Wulo Yahuwah, Pa'al, Kol Zot. Yadenu, our hand, Rama, high, Rama. Yadenu Rama, Wulo, and not Yahuwah, and not Jehovah, Pa'al, the doer, doing, Kol Zot, all of this. They said, Yadenu Rama, Wulo Yahuwah Pa'al, Kol Zot. And they also said, here, Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 32, at the 37th verse, they also said, where are their gods, their rock, in whom they trusted? Where are their gods, their Elohim, their rock, in whom they trusted? Zemar, Elohim, Sora Hasayu, Vo. They said, here. KJV reads this verse as, and he shall say, where their gods, their rock, in whom they trusted. And he shall say, where, Elohim, where Elohim, their gods, rock in whom they trusted. Sor chasayu bo. Sor chasayu vo. We amar. Elohim. Sor chasayu bo. Hence, here, by the words, lecha, dumia, tehila, for the eye, lecha, dumia, silence of Yah, dumia, tehila is praise, exaltation, the halal, that exaltation, lecha, dumia, tehila, so silence, dumia is tehila. Tehila, the Tehillim. So hence here by the Devarim, by the words, Lecha, Dumia, Tehila. For thee silence is praise. David meant, thou art silent, and I shall be silent. Thou art silent, and I shall be silent. As is said even in the 37th Psalm, Hebraically at verse 7, be silent to the Lord and wait patiently for him. Dom la Yahuwah, where he tacholel loa, ala titachara beamat liacha darko, beisha ose miyazmut. For the verse right here from Psalm 37, verse 7, KJV reads, rest in Yahuwah, rest in Jehovah. The Hebrew is dom. Dom means to be silent, to be still. To be still, a sense of to wait, in a sense of not speaking, not all that chatter, and it'll be dumb, grow not speaking, grow dumb, grow silent, be silent. Dom la Yahuwah, silence for he who be who he be. Dom la Yahuwah, wehita cholela lawu, and wait patiently for him. Wehita cholela lawu, fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way. Ala titachara de matliacha darko. Ala titachar, fret not thyself. Al titachar de matliach, one who prospers de matliach darko, his way. One who prospers in his way, or one whose way prosper. Be'ish ose mizmot. Be'ish ose mizmot. Here, because of the wicked man, because of the man, where we have the Hebrew right here, be'ish, by way of or on the man, be'ish. In other words, don't fret yourself against the ish, the man, even a seeming higher man, be'ish ose. Ose, that does, be'ish, in a man who is doing mizimot. Here the KJV brings it out, who bringeth wicked devices to pass, by way of or on the man, be'ish, ose, Be'ish oseh mezimot, mezimot. Mezimot, an interesting word right here. It's like schemes. My schemes, devices, machination, usually evil machinations, but also the word in a good sense, right, is like sagacity, right? But here in this context, like wicked devices, right, mischievous devices. So here, full of foe right here, dom la Yahuwah, dom la Yahuwah, wehita cholel lawu. Dom, silence, be silent to he who be who he be. So the Hebrew fuller sense, right? The KJV has a sort of a sense of rest in the Lord, rest in Yahuwah. But the Hebrew sense is be silent, silent for, silent to, even the silence of he who is, who he is, he who be, who he be. Dom, dom, silence, dom, dom la Yahuwah, wehita cholel lawu, wehita cholel lawu. Hita cholel has a sense of waiting patiently. But when we get to the root sense, right, the chayil, right, the chul and the chil, the chul and the chil sense, it almost means like to twirl or to twist, to whirl, to dance. But in another sense, it can mean to rise, to tremble, travail. But the sense of this word here, as we get into even this particular sense of the Hebrew, can have a sense of waiting, right, can be brought out as waiting patiently, right? Patiently, lawu for him. Dom la Yahuwah wehita cholel lawu. O thou that hearest prayer to thee, doth all flesh come here. Here today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Hey, Psalm 65. Here Hebraically the third verse. O thou that hearest prayer to thee, doth all flesh come. Shomeya tefillah. Adeka kola basara yavo. O thou that hearest prayer. Shomea tefila. Shomea, shomea, the hearer. Shomea, the hearer. Tefila, tefila, prayer. Tefila. Adeka, 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 adeka. To thee I call all basar, basar, flesh. Call basar. All flesh called basar, yavo, yabou, yabou, they shall come, they're coming, they come. O thou that hearest prayer, to thee doth all flesh come. Shomea, tefila, adeka, call basar, yavou. Scripture does not say, quote, all men. It doesn't say call Adam, don't say even call Ish, but it says call basar, all flesh. Called basar. From these words, the sages, they infer that unless a man makes his heart as yielding as flesh, as basar, his prayer, his tefillah, tefillato, his prayer will not be heard. Unless a man makes his heart heartically as yielding as basar, as flesh, tefillato, his prayer will not be heard. Shomea tefillah. Adecha, kol basar yavou. Indeed, in repentance, in teshuvah, teshuvah, in teshuvah, in repentance, we have made our hearts like flesh. Thou hearest the prayer of all flesh. The eye hearest the prayer of all flesh. Wilt thou not hear ours? Wilt thou not hear I? Hakadosh baruchu, the Holy One, blessedness be he. He replied, to thee also shall the vow be performed. Here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech. Hey, here we go to the second part of the second verse Hebraically. Ulecha, 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 yishulam neder, yishulam neder, yishulam neder. U, and lecha, to the eye. Yishulam, shulam, to pay, to perform, to make peace. Yishulam neder, neder, the vow is performed. To the eye, male and none other, the vow is performed. Ulecha yishulam neder. Hence, it is said, O thou, O the eye that hearest prayer, to thee doth all flesh come. Shomea tefillah, adeka kol basar yavou. A mortal king, can he give ear to two or three men? He cannot give ear to all of them at once. Not so, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu. Not so, the Holy One, blessedness, blessed, prosper be he. Though all men pray at the same time, he would hear their prayers as if all were one. A mortal, his ear can be filled so that he does not hear. His eye can be filled so that he does not see. But HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, it is said, the eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. In Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 8, Kohelet, the preacher. And here, Kohelet, the preacher. All right, Shlomo, Kohelet, the preacher here. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 8, the fuller for the verse. Kol ha-devarim, yigayi, lo yukal, isha le-davir, lo atisba'a, ayina lirota, we lo atimale, ozina, mishamo'a. Fuller verse right here, KJV brings it out as, all things full of labor, man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Kol ha-devarim, yegayim, lo yukal isha le-dabir, lo atisba'a ayin lir'ota, lo atimale, ozina mishamo'a. Here, all things are full of labor, weariness, beyond uttering, to say like that a man cannot speak on it, kol ha-devarim, all the words, kol ha-devarim, yigayim, weariness, lo yukal, it is not possible, ish, for a man, lidaber, ish, lo yukal, ish, lidaber, lo tisba, not satisfied. Ayin, the eye, lo tisba, ayin, the eye not satisfied, lo tisba, ayin, lirot, with seeing, the eye is not satisfied with seeing, lo tisba, ayin, lirot, nor the ear filled with hearing, the lo atimale, ozen, mishamoa, lo tisba, ayin, lirot, with lo atimale, ozena, mishamoa. Here, the eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Lo atisba ayina lirot, velo atimale ozena mishmoa. Hence, here, it is said, O thou that hearest, O thou that hearest prayer, shomea, the hearer, tefillah. O thou that hearest prayer, shomea tefillah. A man coming into a moed, a gathering, they call it synagogue in later times, or the moed, the meeting place. A man coming into the Hebrew church finds the congregation praying and begins his prayers alongside theirs. And HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, hears all of the prayers, his and theirs. Hence it is said, O thou that hearest prayer, to thee doth all flesh come. Shomea tefila, adeka, kol basar yabu. Scripture says, even in Eicha, Lamentations 3 and 8, yea, when I cry and call for help, he shutteth out my prayer. Gam ki ezaka. Va'a shawaya, satam tefilati, yea, yes, when I cry, when I shriek, gam, ki ezak, when I shriek, I cry out, ezak, ki ezak, yea, when I cry, when I shriek out, va'a shawaya, va'shawaya, va'a shawaya. Here the King James Version brings it out as, also, when I cry, ezak, gam, ki ezak, when I cry, when I call out and shout, wa ashawea, wa and ashawea, 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 ashaut, I shout, ashawea, and I shout out. Modern Hebrew, they'll have it as vashavea, vashavea, vashavea. African Shemitic pointing, the Yehudit. Wa ashawea, satam tefilati, satam, to shut, tefilati, He shutteth out my prayer. Gam ki azaka wa ashwaya satam tifalati. And furthermore, thou hast covered thyself with a cloud, so that no prayer can pass through. Also here in Lamentations and Aicha, the Megillat Aicha, the scroll of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 44. And furthermore, thou hast covered thyself with a cloud, so that no prayer can pass through. Sakotaha ve'ananalaka me'ya avora tefila tefila me'avor tefila. Here the KJV brings out, thou hast covered thyself with a cloud, that italicized hour, but in the Hebrew, the hour is not there, just prayer, that prayer should not pass through. Thou, the eye, has covered thyself with a cloud. Sakota, sakota ve'anan lak. Sakota ve'anan lak. May avor tefillah. So that tefillah cannot cross over, cannot abor, like the Hebrew sense, cannot cross over. May avor tefillah. Sakota ve'anan lak. May avor tefillah. Then Ha'el, Almighty Power, Ha'elahim, the Elohim asks the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, quote, which sins, which ukeries, which lacks, which missing the mark, which sins are you praying me to forgive? Unwitting sins or willful sins? Unwitting, falling short, lacks, missing the marks, or willful sins? The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, replied, we pray forgiveness not for unwitting sins alone, nor for willful sins, ukeries alone, nor for unknown sins alone. As today's Daily Psalm says in the fourth verse, the tale of iniquities is too heavy for me. Our transgressions do thou, the I, forgive them. Our transgressions do thou forgive them. Divrei avonot gavru meni pesha'enu ata tekapre. The tale of iniquities is too heavy for me. Divrei avonota gavru meni. Divrei avonota gavru meni. As for our transgressions, pishaenu, thou wilt pardon them. I pardon them. Ata tekapre. Divrei avonota gavru meni. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and bringest near, that he may dwell in thy courts. Here today's daily psalm. Here he breaks the fifth verse right here. Ashreya tivachara uta kareva yishkona chatzarecha. Happy is the man whom thou choosest and bringest near, that he may dwell in thy courts. Ashrei, happiness. Tibachar, the eye chooses. U and tikarev, and bringest near. Ashrei, tibachar, uta arei. Yishkon, to dwell. Chatzreka. That he may dwell in thy courts. Yishkon chatzreka. Ashreya tibacharo utak areiv. Yishkon chatzreka. Mayakar. Here. Mayakar chatzideka. Chatzideka. Mayakar chatzideka. 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 Mayakar. Chasidka Elohim, uavne Adama b'tzela knafika yechetsayun yiravyun mideshena b'tika yirun mideshen b'tika. How precious is thy loving kindness, O Elohim! And the children of Adam, the children of men, take refuge in the shadow of thy wings. In the shadow of thy wings. Mah yakar, how precious. Mah yakar chatzidika. Hatsidaka, 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 thy loving kindness, thy chesed, Hatsidaka, Elohim, O Almighty Power, Uvene Adam, U and Bene Adam, and the sons of Adam, the children of Adam, Bitzel, Bitzel in the shadow, Bitzel Kanafika, Yechesayun, Yechesayun, taking refuge in the shadow of thy wings, in the Tzel Kanafika, Yeruyun, Yeruyuna Mideshena Bitaka, they are satisfied, abundantly satisfied, with the fatness of thy house. To this, the sons of Korah, the B'nai Korah, also referred to in saying, for a day in thy court is better than a thousand elsewhere, even in Psalm 84, verse 11. Ki tov yom, ki tov yom, for good day, for day good, for the good day. Ki tov yom, bachatzerecha, may aleph, may from aleph, from a thousand. For a day in thy court is better than a thousand. Ki tov yom, bachatzerecha, bachatzerecha, may aleph, in thy court. Bachatzerecha, may from aleph, from the aleph, a thousand. Ki tov yom. And this is also referred to in the verse, even from Psalm 84, verse Hebraically, where it reads, blessed are they that dwell in thy house, or more Hebraically, right and accurate, Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha, happy are they that dwell in thy house. Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha, happy are they that dwell in thy house. Ashrei Yoshvei Beitecha. Oda Yahaluka. Selah. Selah. Pause. 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 Selah. Pause.
As the morning load up, morning talk. Promise.
מזמור סמך למנצח מזמור לדוד שיר. לך דומיה תהילה אלוהים בציון, ולך ישולם נדר. שומע תפילה, עדיך כל בשר יבואו. דברי עוונות גברו מני, בשענו אתה תחפרם. אשרי תבחר ותקרב, ישכון חצריך. נשבעה בטוב ביתך, קדוש היכלך. נוראות בצדק תעננו, אלוהי ישענו. מבטח כל קצווי ארץ וים רחוקים. מכין הרים בכוחו, נעזר בגבורה. משביח שעון ימים, שעון גליהם והמון לאומים. ויראו יושבי קצוות מאותותיך, מוצאי בוקר וערב תרנין. פקדת הארץ ותשוקקיה, רבת תעשרנה. פלג אלוהים מלא מים, תכין דגנם, תכן תכיניה. תלמיה רבי נחת גדודיה, ברביבים תמוגגנה, צמחה תברך. עיטרת שנת טובתך, ומעגליך ירעפון דשן. ירעפו נאות מדבר, וגיל גבעות תחגורנה. לבשו חרים הצון, ועמקים יעטפו בר. יתרועעו אף ישירו.
with wondrous works thou dost answer us, answer Ainai in righteousness, O Elohim of Ainai salvation, thou the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the sea afar off. With regard to this verse, Rav Hanina Ahmani, what is meant by the words, thou hast covered thyself with a cloud so that no prayer can pass through, in Lamentations 3, verse 44. Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani, he answered, there are times, when the gates of prayer are open, and times when the gates of prayer are shut, but the gates of repentance are never barred. The words, thou, the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the sea afar off. These words, mi v'tach, call, katzave aretz, v'yam rechokim, and of the far distant seas. It means that repentance, teshuva, like the sea that is never barred, so that whoever desires to bathe in it whenever he desires. Whenever a man desires to repent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be, he receives him for prayer, tefillah. However, there are set times. Rav Jose Bar Halafta, he had taught in the words, but as for me, let my prayer be to the eye, O Adonai, in an acceptable time, an acceptable Iowa, in Psalm 69:14. An acceptable time, an acceptable Iowa, shows that there are set times for prayer. Rav Berekayu, Rav Chelbo, and Rav Anan Bar Joseph taught in the name of Ravi, Rebbe. In truth, the gates of prayer are not ever barred. With regard to the gates of prayer, Ben Azai and Rav Akiva, they differed in their comments. One of them maintained, he who practices loving kindness, ha-chesed, may feel assured that tifilato, his prayer, tzolotu, will be heard. For it is said in Hosea, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in loving kindness. And what does the verse go on to say? This is the time, this is the Iowa to seek Yahuwah, to seek Jehovah. Meaning that when such a man prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he is heard. And the other had said, I do not set aside the words of my master, Rebbe, but from scripture I merely add another proof to his comment. For directly after the verse, Elohim, O Elohim, because of the abundance of thy loving kindness, because of the abundance of thy loving kindness, dear fathers, hear me, hear I in the truth of thy salvation. Hear me, hear I in the truth of thy salvation of the I Yeshua.
Yeshua.
Yeshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. 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 Baruch Hashem.
So we always need more chizik, more chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is a tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God? I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person having to know how big tefillah really is. and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistance in something that is so huge and something that's so big, and you have to understand that the other side knows the Sitra Achra, the Satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it, the other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara and the second prophets, so that there are things that stand at the height of the world. He says, tefillah, this is tefillah, this is prayer. Stand at the height of what? But it's disrespected the most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnis, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emunah you have and how much betachon you have, how much trust that you have and your prayers. That's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. It's definitely going to see that it's very, very hard for me to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say whatever. I can't feel Hashem. Hashem feels far from me. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. So we should all strengthen ourselves with the feeling of that shit.
Birds are still quietly. Foxes in the home, man at the peaceful rest. He has no way to lie in. He prays, yes, he prays. He prays, yes, he prays.
Matot and Messiah, and in Matot, it picks up with vow, with vow, with vow, with vow, with vow. Matot, Matot and Messiah, and in Matot, it picks up with vow, with the Torot, the direction, instructions, the law concerning the vow, the law concerning vows. Here, yes, I. So a harvest hymn, a song of praise to Elohim for the prospect of an abundant harvest. This is the subject of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech He. Mizmor Samech He, Psalm 65, Psalm LXV, a harvest hymn. In addition to extolling him, Elohim, for his bounty, the nature of nature, nature of nature is Elohim for his bounty. The poet here is Davidic, a song of David. The poet alludes to a recent deliverance of the nation from peril. Interesting, as we just compared today's daily psalm, according to royal order in our Torah reading and feeding here, this double portion, Matot, and the contents. No known period in David's life can be quoted for its background, some say. Ibn Ezra held the opinion that it was not composed by David, but by a choirster for the occasion of the building of the Heikal or the Beit HaMikdash of the temple. Delitzsch, who is conservative in his views, he connects the Mizmor chant with Isaiah Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 37 and 10, Isaiah XXXVII and 10, and proposed as its date the third year after the retreat of the Assyrian army from the land of Yehuda, from the land of Judah, in the reign of Hezekiah. Now, this psalm has affinities with XLVI, with Psalm 46, that belongs to that period. And some say this is a kind of a theory of the connection of this psalm with other areas of the scriptures. So today's daily psalm and Psalm 46 is said to belong to the same period. Now, hold on for a moment. We want to just read that verse right there for I and ourselves. You know, sometimes we'll quote a quote. They'll say, oh, this is like this area over here in this place or that place. Let's just read it for ourselves and see whether, you know, see if this makes sense. Right, so here we have Isaiah chapter 37 and 10, chapter 37, verse 10. Thus shall y'all speak to Hezekiah, king of Yehuda, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God, thy Elohim, thy power, in whom thou trustest, deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. That's the verse right there. Maybe have to check out the Hebrew of it, because sometimes there's a slightly difference in numbering, but it does make some sense, at least with the Assyrian, as they say, propose the date as the third year after the retreat of the Assyrian army from the land of Judah in the reign of Hezekiah. But here's what we want to zoom in on right here. We're going to write up the royal Amharic first. You know, but here just touching on a little Hebrew groundation of today's daily psalm along with this Torah reading and feeding. One of the first items we have in this double portion here in Matot or tribes is the vow, right? So here, today's daily psalm, a little bit of the Hebrew here. La menatziach mizmor le David shir, for the leader, for the chief musician. La menatziach, for the overcomer, mizmor, a psalm, a chant, lit David, of David, or for David, could be brought out in the Hebrew as of David, for David, shir, a song. Lam natzea mizmor lit David shir. That's the superscription, but in the Hebrew, that's the first verse. As we often mention, that gives a better context. But here, verse 1 in the KJV, which is verse 2 in the Hebrew, leka dumia. Tehillah Elohim b'tzion, u'leka yishulam neder. Praise, Isis, praise waiteth for thee, O Elohim. Leka dumia tehillah Elohim b'tzion. And to thee, u'leka, and to the eye, to the car, to the eye male, the vow is performed. Yishulam neder. Yishulam neder. Now, in that word Yishulam, from shalom, where we get like even shalom from. Shalom is to pay, right? To pay. Like to make peace is also to pay. So the word for peace also has a sense, right, Hebraically, to pay. And here we get another sense of the shalom, where we get the shalom sense from. Here in the first verse here, in today's daily psalm, when we're reading the English, let's get the KJV over here. KJV says this right here. It says, praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and to thee the vow be performed. Okay, it's basically the same there. I thought it would be different. Just wanted to check. So let's break this down right here. The first part of the verse, even though the English reads that way, what does it mean? Like, praise waiteth for thee. Lika, dumiya. All right, dumiya. We went into dumiya before because doom is like to be silent. Dumiya is almost like a feminine sense, right? Speaking both of the prayer, tehillah, and also of the nefesh, the soul. Lika dumiya, tehillah, the praise, tehillah, where we get the ililta, the ililililil, that's like the outer act, you know, remember the physical and the metaphysical, so the physical sense of the tehillah is that sound, that exaltation, that ililta, right? The tehillah, halal, like you say, hallelujah, right? Do that for Yah, right? Literally, in the physical sense, right? And in the more metaphysical sense, praise, which is like that exaltation, like that ililililil, that ililta. Tehillah Elohim, b'tzion, in Zion. Praise waited for thee. Now, the Hebrew is to be compared with Psalm LXII and 2. Psalm 62, and 2. Let's go over here, Psalm 62. I know I probably went over this, but it just seems so fresh right here. Let's go to, only for God doth my soul wait in stillness, the English, the plain English. Only for God doth my soul wait in stillness, from him cometh my salvation. Is this how King James Version reads it right here? It says right here in KJV, it says, truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation, from him my salvation. As the word cometh there is italicized, so that means that it's not there in the Hebrew sense. My, it says, from him my salvation. So here they compare the opening verse of today's daily psalm, Psalm 65, a harvest hymn, concerning the idea of waiting. In the Hebrew sense, the idea of waiting. Here we have in Psalm 62, Mizmor Kaf Beit, which is the one sure refuge, is themed the one sure refuge. Ach il Elohim, dumiya nafshi, mimenu yeshuati. Only for Elohim doth nafshi, my soul, my psyche, she waits in stillness. From him, my salvation, mimenu yeshuati, mimenu, from him, yeshuati, my salvation. So here we have the word ach here in the Hebrew, not ach is brother, but we have ach here is very distinctive, has a sense for sure, truly. It's a distinctive word in Psalm 62. It occurs 6 times in Psalm 62, ach, for sure, truly. No doubt about it, for sure, truly. To Elohim alone and to nobody else, no one else. He turns, right, in the hour of need. But he's speaking of his soul. He's speaking of she, right? He's speaking of she, in he. He's saying, ach, for sure, il Elohim, to Elohim, dumiya, she being silent, dumiyah, nafshi. My soul, mimenu, from him, yeshuati, from him, my salvation. So the stillness here, the silence, humble resignation and quiet confidence, quiet confidence. So comparing today's daily song, both in the Hebrew and even the English translation, the sense of it. So praise here in Psalm 65, praise waiteth for thee, compared with Psalm 62, right, in the KJV, the first verse. Only for Elohim doth my soul, doth she wait in stillness, doth she wait silently. On this analogy, and the probable meaning here is that praise like prayer, praise like prayer is often truest when in deep and still devotion it waits in the presence of Elohim. So prayer like praise is often truest when the soul, I would say, when the soul, bringing out that sense of the soul, when the soul is in that deep and that silence, that dumia, that doom, silent devotion, it waits for the presence, the face, the perspective of the power. The concourse of people in the Heikal, in the Beit Mikdash, in the Holy House, in the Temple, looks forward in reverential silence for the service, for the Aboda of thanksgiving, of Torah, Tawada, to begin. So here's bringing out the sense of even worship and aggregation of worship. That's why some see it as maybe perhaps also having a later application to the Hebrew and the Israelite liturgy and service, you know, before we begin the service, you know, like that be still and know in that silence. But now to the main point here for this Torah reading and feeding concerning the subject matter of vow. U leka, u and le for ka, for the I male. U leka, and for the I male, speaking to Hailahim, speaking to Elohim. Yeshulam, yeshulam, it being paid, it being performed, it being shalomed, it being made whole, to say made whole, holistic. But the direct sense here is like in the sense of paying a vow. So when we say pay your vow, or the vows to be paid, it comes from the shulam, shalim, right, the shalom root. Yeshulam, neder, the vow, the neder. Perhaps to be understood, some say in a collective sense of vows, those speaking of the vow in a singular sense, is speaking of it in the singularity of the principle, that the vow, all vows, right, promises, right, made during times of distress, promises, the yea and the amen, oh Jah, if you get me out of this situation, I will do this or I won't do that. Once again, what is a vow? A basic definition of a vow is a word sound given, right, in Yahuwah, in Jehovah, either to do something, giving one's word in Jehovah to do something or to abstain from doing something. So it's not just in a common sense, even though it should apply to all uses of our word. As we say, one's word is one's bond. But the direct sense of this right here, even when it puts the emphasis on the man, whether the father or the husband, but yet for the father or the husband, if they make a vow, in other words, a vow in Yahuwah's name, yeah, I would do this, O Jah, I would do this. O Jah, if you do this for me, I would do this. O Jah, if you do this for me, or don't let this happen, I won't do this. You know, paying that vow, or I would offer, also is brought out more directly in the context of Torah, is I will make some sort of an offering, right? I'll make some sort of offering, right, to Jah. I will perform some offering. We see David bringing that out often in the Psalms, right, when he says, you know, he will pay his vow. He will make that peace. Yeshulam neder. Just a little overview right here, brothers and sisters, right here. But I thought that was interesting, like the opening words right here, touching on the vow right here, here, here. Like to write up the Royal Amharic. Here we have the harvest hymn, Harvest on the Way. This is Earl 16. We're going to share the Ake Becker, Vaughn Benjamin, Earth is the Lord's in the forward. And hopefully, you know, we don't get a kind of a like a flag in the back channel of our live stream. If so, it might just take us a moment to just edit the part out so that ones can hear the fuller fullness. But here, here, here.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose is to tell the people to Rastafari.
It's a note, today's daily psalm, just a note right here, further, a little further note. This psalm is also has a theme of a new year, like a new season, new time, a harvest time, but also a kind of a new year psalm. It's interesting here, after the earth day of the Son of Man, Lich Tefari, you know, on the rise of that star, you know, and the inundation from the highlands of Tobia, of Ethiopia, you know. So with what we have going on in the psalm, you know, with the harvest coming about, you know, and how all that is coming from Elohim, from the nature of nature, the nature of nature. So here, let's ride up with
Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost part are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
מזמור סמכה למנצח מזמור לדוד שיר. לך דומיה תהילה אלוהים בציון, ולך ישולם נדר. שומע תפילה עדיך כל בשר יבואו. דברי עוונות גברו מני, בשענו אתה תכפרם. אשרי תבחר ותקרב, ישכון חצריך. נשבעה בטוב ביתך, קדוש היכלך. נוראות בצדק תעננו, אלוהי ישענו. נפתח כל קצווי ארץ וים רחוקים. מכין הרים בכוחו, נעזר בגבורה. משביח שעון ימים, שעון גליהם והמון לאומים. ויראו יושבי קצוות מאותותיך, מוצאי בוקר וערב תרנין. פקדת הארץ ותשוקקיה, רבת תכשרנה. פלג אלוהים מלא מים, תכין דגנם, כי כן תכיניה. תלמיה רבה, נחת גדודיה, ברביבים תמוגגנה, שמחה תברך. עיטרת שנת טובתך, ומעגליך ירעפון דשן. ירעפו נאות מדבר, וגיל גבעות תחגורנה. לבשו חרים הצון, ועמקים יעטפו בר. יתרועעו, אף ישאירו.
Thank you.
מזמור סמך למנצח מזמור לדוד שיר לך דומיה תהילה אלוהים בציון ולך ישולם נדר שומע תפילה עדיך כל בשר יבואו דברי עוונות גברו ממני ושענו אתה תחפרם אשרי תבחר ותקרב ישכון חצריך נשבעה בטוב ביתך קדוש היכלך נוראות בצדק תעננו אלוהי ישענו נפתח כל קצווי ארץ וים רחוקים מכין הרים בכוחו נעזר בגבורה משביח שעון ימים שעון גליהם והמון לאומים ויראו יושבי קצוות מאותותיך מוצאי בוקר וערב תרנין פקדת הארץ ותשוחקיה רפת תעשרנה פלג אלוהים מלא מים תכין דגנם כי כן תכיניה תלמיה רבי נחת גדודיה ברביבים תמוגגנה צמחה תברך עיטרת שנת טובתך ומעגליך ירעפון דשן ירעפו נאות מדבר וגיל גבעות תחגורנה לבשו חרים הצון ועמקים יעטפו בר יתרועעו אף ישירו
Psalm 65 Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.